Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. Welcome to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a few websites if you'd like to visit. We have seedfaith.propheticnews.com. We have propheticnews.com. We have blog.propheticnews.com. We also have a YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV, television with a purpose. Amen. So the word television means tell a vision. What is our vision? We hope for the truth of the gospel to come forth and to expose heresy, to expose false doctrine, false teachers. That's very important in these end times. We're doing a program today called Pray the Gay Away. And it is the story of a ministry, supposedly a Christian ministry. Now, I don't really know anybody personally that's been associated with the former Exodus ministry or anybody that has received any kind of counseling or ministry. But I've heard about it over the years. The main purpose of this ministry was to help people to come out of homosexuality, which is a sexual sin. And, of course, us who have been born again and that have read the scriptures, we know that homosexuality is not something that God endorses. Of course, God doesn't endorse adultery or sex before marriage either. So it is a sexual sin. And it is an abomination. So that's what the Bible says. There was a television program that was done with Lisa Ling, and it was on the Oprah network. Now, I'm not endorsing Oprah or Lisa Ling, but there was people on there that claimed that they prayed about being a homosexual and God told them it was okay. Well, God doesn't go against his word. So if he doesn't say it's okay in his word, then it's not okay. That you're not hearing the voice of God Almighty. You're hearing another voice. We'll read Romans 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not retain, not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So we see what the Word of God says, and that we cannot deny. So we have to go by what the Bible says. And I have a guest that's going to come on now, and she, Christine White, she's been involved in attending some, and I put it in quotes, gay parades. But anyway, hi, Christine.
Hello, Susan. Thank you for the opportunity today.
Yes. I was excited to hear some of your testimony because you've actually been out there on the front lines. Now, I don't know if you saw the video of the two young men, the two Christian young men that also attended a gay pride parade.
Right.
And they were viciously attacked.
Right. I have experienced something similar to that, but I did not watch the video. Only I know the video is out there, but I didn't watch it because that is me out there.
Yes.
And
I thought about you.
I have one advantage, and. I don't know if it plays in that or not. I'll tell you one of my experiences that happened a week and a half ago at a gay pride rally that was the first in our community here in the town of Holland, which is a very conservative Christian community. It's their first outdoor rally, and I'll explain what happened there. But one of my advantages, I believe, where they tend to leave me alone is I am a woman, and I am not very big.
Oh.
I'm not petite. I weigh 140 pounds. So, you know, I tend to just look kind of small behind my sign. But I don't think if I had a large, burly man, it would probably be a more of an aggressive stand besides the wording of the sign.
Yeah.
My sign,
yeah, right.
My sign is very clear. I'll tell your listeners what it says. First of all, it's 4 foot by 4 foot.
Wow.
I had it professionally done. So
yeah.
it's, you know, just like you would see up on a billboard, that type of lettering. It's red and white, which is the colors of the gay equal sign. What was red on it's red and white. And that was the reason why I picked red and white.
Okay.
And across the top it states warning. And then it says, God draws the line on gay marriage. Read Romans chapter 1, which is exactly what you just read.
Yeah.
Woe to those who cross it. And that's what my sign says. Yes, it is in your face, but it is a warning. It's something that if you do this type of thing, there is a line that God draws, and it's found in Romans. It drives the point home with those who are gay, and it really prompts a little bit of both, because at the gay pride rally that I was at in Holland, Michigan, about a week and a half ago, I had more people come up to me that were very quiet. They were very well behaved. They felt offended by the sign, if you would say offended. But they came to me under the idea of, let me just talk to her and tell her what I think. And that's how most of them are, you know, very much so. You got to understand that not all gay people are in your face.
No.
Those are the few radical ones, okay? But the thing is, they stir up the crowd. And that's where you get the spray that happened on the video.
Yeah.
I am also one of them kind that does not speak loudly. I have a little microphone that I could speak out and start street preaching. I think if I did that in coordinates with the sign, I would end up with a problem.
So you carry the sign, you don't have a megaphone, and
I don't
say anything.
I don't have a megaphone. I don't intend to rile the crowd. I just, and my sign is bright. It's out there. It sticks out like a sore thumb. They read it. And that, to me, is all I want. Just make them think, remember that sign? Maybe I ought to reconsider what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe I should read Romans 1.
Yes. And in fact, I have Bibles with me. I carry them in a backpack. Mm-hmm. And at that last Pride rally, a young man took a Bible home.
Oh.
I had a good I didn't have the conversation. It was actually somebody holding the sign for me as I walked away and took a break. He actually talked to him very quietly, and the young man asked for a Bible, and man, I just happened to have one. That is what I want to see, you know. And if you stand out there and you start yelling, and yeah, you're speaking the word of God, absolutely. But I think when you start preaching hell and brimstone, I think you're going to end up putting an anger in somebody more than what the sign already is showing.
Yeah.
So I tend to stand very quietly. I get people who come up to me and call me the A word, and you can imagine, okay? I mean, I've been dropped the F-bomb I don't know how many times.
Wow.
I just turn the other way, and I don't say a word. I don't need to antagonize them by, you know, calling them names back.
Right.
I don't need to do that. They are obviously convicted in their heart by coming to me and spewing their hate at me. Obviously, I stirred something enough to get them to walk towards me.
when you look at the news, they portray anybody that's a conservative or a Bible believer as the one that's being hateful.
Right.
But yeah,
and that's
I didn't see that.
Yep, and that's where I believe if you feel it in your heart, if any of your listeners feel it in your heart to do what I do, do it from the kindest possible way. Putting up a sign that says very strongly what you believe. We don't need to put up there, God hates fags.
Yeah.
I think that, to me, crosses a line of hate.
That's hate,
That, to me, I did not want to do that.
Well,
but
God
doesn't
hate homosexuals.
No,
he hates the sin
of
homosexuality.
You can put on the sign, you know, God died for your sins. Or, you know, whatever. God, I mean, he died for all of us. You know, God died for the sin of homosexuality. Fine. That's a part of a warning, and it's a part of a love. And if you just do that and just stand quietly and let this your sign speak for itself, I don't think you really will have the problems like these other people might have. And that actually, getting the beat up, that actually puts the fear into Christians that you don't really want to do this because you're afraid of your safety.
When I watched the video, I didn't see the young men screaming. They basically were standing there with a sign.
Yep, and that's, like I said, that's the part I did not watch.
Oh,
so,
it was horrible. It brings you
thing.
To tears. Yeah, I mean, it really.
Absolutely.
It didn't seem like the people that were yelling at them were the homosexuals. It seemed like it was a man and his girlfriend, and they were angry about these two young men with the signs, and they kept taunting them.
Right. Now, I do get that. In fact, that is definitely something that, you know, I will, and obviously the police took the side of the men holding the sign or the
well, because
Christians.
They had it on video. See, thank God for these camera phones and these things, because it was on video. So the police, of course, the people that attacked the two young preachers lied about it, and they were trying to tell the police their story. And then somebody held up a video camera to the police and let them watch it. And so then they saw what the truth was.
And that's exactly what happened to me, because I was standing at the corner. Now, I don't go...
So you have somebody filming you?
No.
That's important.
I always am where there's, you know, people will see it with cars, or they will...
That's a good idea to have it on video, so in case there ever is an incident, you have evidence. Because they'll lie.
Oh, and this man did, who confronted me. I never stand inside their rallies. I am to the side. I mean, at this point, they had their rally in a park, and then I was across the street. I could have had my sign right in front of their sign. I don't need to antagonize them.
Yeah.
I will let them have their space, but they're also going to let me have mine.
Right.
And
so you're
that's
on public property.
Arguments. Absolutely. They are on a property of a park. They own it for that day. That's fine. But I am directly, you know, I'm 20 feet away on city property, and my sign can be read from everybody inside that park. So, you know, I am off their little deal. I am to the side, but yet my sign is facing them, so they will read it when they leave the park or when they go into it.
Yeah.
What I had was a young black man who was a cross-dresser, and he wore an outfit that was, the skirt was so short that the bottom of his buttocks was about showing. And he is definitely a man. You can see that.
Yeah.
And he come up to me and started getting into the face of the lady who was standing with me. And at this point, he threatened to beat her up. And all she did, all we were doing is standing there. Well, see, this is where I have my little pocket mace with me.
Yeah.
I've never had to use it, but I take it out because it's ready to go.
Yeah.
And he seen me do that, and then he come over to me and started threatening me. And I just stood there. He let off a stream of words, and I just stood there, and I just... You know, I didn't ignore him. I looked at him when he was yelling, and I didn't say a word, because saying a word at this point is not going to help him.
Yeah. That's what they're waiting for.
And his friends are pulling him back. They're telling him to leave me alone.
Yeah.
So I just had my mace out, my cap is undone, and I'm just like, hey, you put a fist anywhere near me, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be you first before me.
Yeah.
And that's all I did. And he seen that he wasn't going to create a rise out of me, which is what he wanted.
Yeah,
he wanted me to start yelling.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So he bends over in front of me, lifts his dress up to his waist, and starts gyrating his stuff. I mean, this is within a foot of me.
Wow.
Again, to antagonize me. But what was so interesting is the stop sign's about 10 feet away from us. He starts a pole dance on the stop sign. Well, right about then, the cop drives by.
Yeah, isn't it illegal to expose yourself in public?
And that was illegal, but there was a lot of traffic, and the cop could not turn around. So, obviously, the officer radioed another car, because in 30 seconds, I had another cop car right up to the stop sign.
Yeah.
And he is yelling, trying to get me arrested. And this
really?
Is like I said, yes. Oh, he wanted me arrested because I was threatening him with mace. So, I mean, that's how the, and so he goes ahead, and of course his dress is down at this point, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And so he moves to the side as the police officer comes up to us, and the lady with me is completely falling apart at this time. And I says, girl, you be strong. I says, we were in the right here. I says, let me do the talking. You be strong. And, well, she was pretty much falling apart because of the whole charade from this man. I mean, she's never had this before. So,
yeah.
You know, conservative older lady, never seen anything like
that. Oh, yeah. That would make her cry.
So this tore her up from the inside out.
Yeah.
And then the police in the scene made that just, she went over, she just boiled over in tears. She was so scared. And I says, hey, I will do the talking. It's my sign. We have plenty of witnesses here. You know you were intimidated by him. So the police officer, the first thing out of the police officer's mind was, we know that fella rather well, so I can imagine what went on. And he just got my point of the story, and I explained to him why I had taken the mace out, and he made no comment against us at all. He says, well, that young man is going to be arrested, he says, because the police officer seen his little act on the stop sign.
Oh.
And he says, we will not have that type of lewd and inappropriate behavior, indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Says, we will not, obviously, we cannot have that here. So that man was arrested.
Oh.
And so, you know, this is where, you know, God did have a hand of protection there. Just happened to have a cop car drive by, you know, is what prompted the police response. I don't know if that cop car did not drive by, what would have transpired.
Yeah.
You know, so this is where you have to also allow God to put his hand of protection around you as well. And that's where...
Oh, he certainly did, you know.
Yep. And, you know, and these two men, too, that got beat up, it put out a viral video out there of what these gays are capable of.
Yeah.
And I think
it's like, where is the hate? They weren't hating anybody. You weren't hating anybody.
No. Your heart breaks for these people.
Yeah.
When you see them hand in hand and you see them kissing each other, actually, you have a little bit of a disgust in you. But you know what? As you do these rallies, you start to have a heart for them.
Yeah.
It's amazing how I'm like, oh, I hope you can come and talk to me so I can show you Romans 1. That's what you start to feel.
Yeah.
They say that
for the most part, and I would say this is probably true, that most of these young men and women that turn to homosexuality have been molested when they were children. And
very
so
possible.
That spirit gets on them. And so I would say that's probably, if you would talk to most of them, I would say that they would tell you that did happen.
Yes.
So not everybody, of course, that gets molested by a man that's a man or a woman by a woman turns to homosexuality, but that does happen because there is a transference of spirits, of course, when you're not saved. That these people the lust can be transferred to you, even though you're innocent, but you don't know how to deal with it because you're innocent and you're a child. You don't know how to deal with being molested because you don't know about sex when you're young.
Right. And so, you know, and I've had people come to me and say, why are you targeting homosexuality? And it's like, because I believe that is on the forefront today. I says, if there was an abortion, and there's an abortion issue going on in Texas right now as we speak, I says, I have another sign for abortion. I says, right now I'm choosing this as my focus because it's on everybody's mind. And I says, yes, we have the sin of people shacking up with each other. It's the same sin. It's the same immorality. But it's the, I says, you know, 40, 50 years ago, I would have stood with a sign like that because that was on everybody's mind, the whole civil union thing. But I says, it's different. Now we're into the next level up. And I says, yes, those are sins as well. But I'm focusing on this one. I could have a, I could have signs from here to the stop corner, to the corner, all signs showing the sins of our nation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Now, what happened? You share a story about you were trying to get a permit or something to go to this rally, or?
Yes, it was 4th of July. We have two big, one big parade, and I'll tell you the story because this is a testimony for those who feel they need to do something like this. I'm going to give you a testimony here. Pray, pray, pray that if the Lord has put this on your heart, to take the courage and move forward with it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got permission to walk in the parade with my sign. In it's it was Door, Michigan. It's a big parade. It's about a 2 mile long parade.
Oh.
I did get permission for it. So this is 4th of July morning at 10 o'clock. The parade started. So I found my spot and I started to walk. When I hit the people as they were starting to stand, you really don't know what you're going to get. Am I going to get candy thrown back at me? Am I going to, you know, what am I going, people going to run out and knock the
sign out
of my hand?
So you were actually marching in this parade.
Yes, I'm holding this all by myself.
Okay.
I am following a Pinto. Remember those Pintos?
Yes.
Somebody had a Pinto in the parade. So I'm following this green Pinto, and behind me was an antique tractor.
Oh.
So that was where I was in the parade.
And so,
so
this was just a specifically gay parade?
No, no. This is the 4th of July parade.
Oh, okay then.
Yes, this is not, oh no, I don't think I will go in a parade for the gay. No, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, so then that was just a parade and you and they allowed you to carry this sign.
Yes, this is the 4th of July parade.
You have
so
to get permission.
Where, yes, I got permission. I always call ahead of time to see if I can get permission. That is
yeah.
why. Just call and let them know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I just prayed, Lord, let me have at least one parade I can walk in.
Yeah.
And that one was given permission.
Okay.
I started to walk, and I hit the crowd, or when the people started to be sitting there. Girl, it was amazing. People stood up and started clapping. I mean, it was, I couldn't tell you the support that was out there. There are people who believe that this is wrong. And as I started to walk, people started cheering, and people were, you know, yelling amen, and one guy yells out with this voice going, that woman speaks the truth, everybody cheer, and the whole section went up in cheers.
Wow.
I felt like a war veteran, you know, when everybody
yeah.
stands and starts clapping.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
not saying everybody did. Oh, absolutely not. I got boos, I got hater, I got God loves everybody. You know,
wow.
But there was one spot where the boos were quite loud.
Yeah.
And I don't acknowledge anybody. I just keep walking.
Yeah.
And the boos were quite loud. And then the cheers started right next to them. And the cheers outdid the boos.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, Lord, I did not expect this. I did not expect this. And that's what, you know, the Lord gives us for those who will take a stand, even if it's talking to your next door neighbor about the whole issue. The Lord gives you a stand.
Yeah.
And just says, you know, it's yeah, you're going to be persecuted, but yet I am with you. And so the next parade was 4 hours later, and that's in my own hometown of Hopkins, Michigan. It's
yeah.
a very small town. And I asked for permission for the parade, and I was denied it. And I was told by the board of commissions of my town, one man in particular came over to my house and said to me, if you walk into town with your sign, I'm going to have you arrested on the spot.
Wow.
I mean, at this point, I wasn't planning on being in the parade because it was already told me no. But I thought, well, shoot, I can go to town and I'll stand on the four corners with it because we have a big celebration of the 4th of July.
Yeah.
He, you know, I could not even be in town with the sign. And
really?
At this point, I went, I think you crossed the line.
Yeah.
Because I still have my freedom of speech.
Right.
I did go into town, and I stood at the intersection with my sign. After the parade had gone through, I stood with my sign, and the cop sat there for about 10 minutes. And all she did was watch me. Now, if she watched me for my protection, I don't know. But he also told her that I am to be arrested, because he warned that later on. He called my husband on his voicemail and left the F word. I mean, this guy is out of control.
Well, what could you be arrested for? What was the crime?
I was causing a disturbance. I think what he was intending me was to be yelling with my sign.
Which
he didn't realize that's not what I do.
Yeah.
So I think she was waiting there to see if I was going to start an argument with somebody.
Yeah.
And she never got the satisfaction of it. She drove away, and I went home in one piece.
Well, they were also trying to intimidate you.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. And I was more adamant, but if you're going to make me sit home because you're going to bully me,
No.
That does not work with me. And I think that whole thing gave me encouragement again. And, you know, and this is something I'm going to continue to do, but I'm going to do it quietly, you know, and I'm going to try to get some churches up alongside me. But that is where I come up against a wall. The Christians don't want to be involved. The churches don't want to get involved because it's a political issue.
Yeah, it's a political issue.
My own church will not even address it.
Yeah.
Because it's a heated debate.
Oh, yeah. So well, they don't. They have to keep those tithes and offerings coming in, so they're not going to rock the boat.
Right. And where does God's word come in? Where does truth come in?
Yeah.
Where, you know, and you feel like you're a lone wolf out there.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's for anybody who's thinking about doing this, you won't believe the feelings that you get that come over you when you feel you're doing God's work as a warrior.
Yes.
And you, Susan, for putting a show on this to try and wake the Christian up for us to do something. Are you sick of it yet? Is my idea. Are you sick of this? Does this disgust you? Speak up.
Yeah.
Do something. Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah, because if you watch, I had mentioned this program that they had done on the Oprah Winfrey Network and Lisa Ling, they had done this program, I don't know if you saw it, about this ministry, Exodus, and they're supposed to be Bible-believing Christians, but yet they were apologizing to the homosexuals for hurting their feelings by actually trying to take a biblical stand, which I thought was ridiculous.
You
the whole
understand.
Thing was just insanity.
And you got to understand that they now have a foothold in the door. They've actually got their shoulders all the way in. The thing is, there is a new pop culture song that is top of the billboards right now. This is on the radio, because I've heard it. This is on the radio, and this is the number one song among our young people. So if you have a teenager who listens to secular radio, this song is on there. It's called Same Love.
Uh-huh. Oh, I never heard of that song.
Yep, it's a rap.
Oh.
It's you know, got a nice little tune to it. You can see where the kids like it. And it talks about, I was born this way. I cannot change. Do you think I like being ridiculed? Do you think I like being mocked? Walking in the hallways, being called names? Do you think I like this? I was born this way.
Oh.
And that's what my 15-year-old son actually believes this. So, yeah, I do have this in my own family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Brent, listen to it this way. That's my son's name. And this is what you're going to encounter when you talk to somebody who is gay and they say, well, God loves all his children. God is love. And I say, look at it this way. If God is all love and you believe that, and you also believe that God creates us, that he is the creator, do you think that God would create somebody to be gay on purpose to destroy him in the end? That's not love. That shows you made a choice.
Yeah.
You chose your lifestyle.
Yeah.
God didn't choose it for you. You did.
Well, the thing is, you can't talk about God if you don't know him. So.
Absolutely.
But you have to know God first.
When you're at a gay rally, you will be surprised how many pastors are a part of that.
Yeah.
That makes me.
The pastor.
And I tell you what, I had one pastor.
Wolves in sheep's clothing.
And I've told one pastor who just shook his head at me going, why can't you accept these people? And it's like, it's not about acceptance. It's,
no,
not,
it's not.
I don't believe
acceptance.
God tolerates sin, and neither do we. We should not. But I said, you as a pastor will be held into account for you, for what you are teaching. I said, you will be held into a more of an account than the one who is actually doing it. And that goes right back to Romans 1 here that you just read. For those who condone the sin, to them will be also given the penalty.
I don't understand. It's quite the thing, really, because now, you wouldn't want your mother and father committing adultery and bringing home their girlfriends or boyfriends into your house and flaunting it in front of you if you were a child or a teenager, even a grown adult. You probably wouldn't like it. So, okay, that's a sin. Adultery is a sin. Homosexuality is a sin. So God says he hates sin, and we know we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the first thing you have to do to be saved and to be born again is to repent. So if you believe you're not a sinner, then there's no salvation for you. You
and
have you, to admit but, you're a sinner.
You bet. And you know, Susan, you can flip that around. You would not feel that you are setting a good example as a parent bringing in homosexuality. What if you are a parent and your children are bringing in homosexuality? That, to me, is the same thing. You have to stand firm. God's word comes first. And
well,
the
grown-ups are supposed to know better. So.
Right, but see, we allow it. How many people have I talked to who have gay children and then allow the partner to come into the house during family reunions?
Yeah, I know.
What message does that send, Christian parents? What message?
Well,
does
yeah,
that send?
You have to draw the line. I'm you know, I wouldn't let
it's tough.
It's
tough.
Yeah,
to
it's
draw
tough
the
because
line.
You of course you love your children, but I remember many years ago, an aunt of mine, she was having an adulterous affair with a married man, and they came to visit me. She wanted to come and visit me, and I had lived alone at the time, and they wanted to stay overnight, and I said, no, I'm sorry. You can't. I'm not letting you stay here.
And they look at you going, how can you hate me?
Oh, everybody was so angry. My family, they were so upset with me. How dare you do that to her? I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not bringing him in my house when he's got a wife at home.
No.
And I'm going to allow them to come in and sleep in my house. No way.
And what message does it send when you say, sure, come on in, we love everybody here?
I wanted that man to be convicted.
You bet.
I wanted him to, and my aunt, too. I wanted them to be convicted and let them know what they were doing was wrong. It wasn't right.
And
so there is a right and a wrong. There is a black and white. You can't, there's no middle ground. Look, sexually transmitted diseases are very real. You can die from getting a sexually transmitted disease, whether you're, you know, fornicating a man and a woman or two men or two women. These things are real.
Yes.
And that alone should scare people, but it doesn't.
No.
That doesn't even scare people for
nope,
the most part.
Because I won't get one. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the acceptance of doing it is going to actually, you know, we're not done here with homosexuality. You're going to have bestiality come next.
Well, they're already saying that. I think somebody posted something today about they want to pass a law in Germany or one of these countries where, of course, things were so liberal, where they're going to accept pedophilia and bestiality. So those things are coming next. It's like, okay,
yep.
Anything goes. But God does love people, but he loves people enough to set boundaries. We have to have boundaries. And we have to be able to have a conscience and realize. I think a lot of people that are in sexual sin realize that there's something wrong and they're looking for love. And you know how that song goes, looking for love in all the wrong places. When there is a Jesus Christ who really does love you. He loved you enough to lay down his life for you. So you can have a new life in Christ and old things can pass away and all things can become new.
You
so
are
there's
a
freedom.
New creature. Yes.
That's right, new creature.
And, yes,
and
you will.
There's that hope. You know, there is that hope for you today because they say, oh, well, there's these young people committing suicide. Well, they're committing suicide because people wouldn't accept their homosexuality. But maybe they couldn't accept it either. Maybe they're
yeah.
so unhappy, and they don't have a way out. So they feel like they have to commit suicide, which is never the answer for anything. Because there is a God that can change your life, and Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you real love. No
yeah.
matter how many partners these people have, they can go from partner to partner to partner. They're not going to find what they're looking for.
Right. And the only thing we can do is just, hey, read the Bible, get back with the Lord. But it's almost to the point where God says, like in the Romans, I've given them over to their own desires. Because they want nothing to do with me, you know.
Well,
and
we're
going to
see that, and we are
yep.
seeing it.
And I guess
because since then, that Exodus
me,
ministry, the Exodus ministry has closed its doors, which it well should have. It should have closed its doors after making these ridiculous statements that they were making in
yeah.
the name of Jesus, but.
You know, it's going to be a subject that's going to become more and more touchy. My state of Michigan still does not have gay marriage. There is actually going to be a major rally August 24, if people can remember to pray for me. There is going to be a gay pride rally in the capital of Lansing.
Okay.
Where they are going to be marching in a parade through town. With their gay pride parade. I will not be in the parade. No, that's one I do not attend.
Yeah.
But I will be with my sign at the Capitol steps. I will
okay.
be there. I'm going to
wow.
try to launch some churches in the area. What I want to do is fill the entire Capitol steps with Christians where we will hold our hands and we will pray.
Yeah.
Not only for those people who are marching towards the Capitol steps, we'll pray for their eyes to be opened, but we want to pray for our nation, and that's all I want to do. I'm not going to stand there with a megaphone. I'm not going to stand there and yell at these people as they come towards the steps. But I want them to see that when they go through town and they get all their little support, which I'm sure they will get, when they end up at the steps of the Lansing Capitol, I want them to see us standing there.
Yeah. It would be good to get it on video, if you could, and then post it up on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that'd be hard for me to do if I'm holding a sign.
Yeah, unless you can get somebody to go with you that can.
Well, I'm going to try to rally that the first part of August.
Yeah, because that would be great if you could actually get it on the video and show
it. You know,
yeah.
I will do my best.
Yeah, because that's a great,
that.
Right there, like you said, if you could have had a video of you marching in that parade with the people booing and cheering and. That would have been great.
You know,
for people
to
see.
It was for me. It was to me. It was God's hand on me. And like I said, it started with butterflies. I tell you, it's every rally I go to, every parade I walk in. I tell you what, it starts out with butterflies because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how you get calmed down. You almost feel God's hand on you.
Yeah.
And you just feel you do okay. You're doing okay. Just, you know, keep calm. Just don't make yourself an obstacle in someone's path by yelling and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be calm and do what you want. And maybe it's the whole woman's touch. Maybe that's the whole thing I've got. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's it. But regardless, I feel God's using me on this. I feel compassionate about this, and it'll be interesting if you listeners and if Susan, you could remember to pray for me on August 24th.
Oh yeah, I'm going to remember. Yes, I have been praying for you because I said, man, she's bold. You know that.
It does take courage. That is really bold.
I'll tell you.
You do it once, you start getting the fever for it.
Onward Christian soldiers, you know.
Exactly. You get the taste of battle, but you get the taste of victory. And when you know your cause is right, and if you know your cause is truth, that ought to motivate you. And if you can't be a person who does what I do, I mean, it takes, maybe you just got to be weird like me. And I've been called all kinds of names, so anything new is not going to be new to me. But I tell you what, even prayer, even if you can remember me on August 24, just say a prayer.
Yeah.
That is, that's our warriors too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I know I want to have you back again, and I want to talk about your other endeavor with your billboard because that's a whole other program.
That's a whole other thing, but.
But
you know,
I want to say we do need to pray for our dear sister Christine because she really is out on the front lines. And I wanted you to just mention your website and your book briefly before you go.
Okay. Now keep in mind that the whole homosexuality thing is not on my website. Okay.
Okay.
It's only to do with the end times. That's
yeah,
what
because
my,
you are
my
an
website's
author.
About. I am an author. I wrote a book on explaining Revelation, and that is the focus of my website. I do have it in the back of my mind to be creating a new website for just this whole gay pride thing.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah,
I think I will start
channel,
to do
too.
That. I may end up focusing on that a little bit more in August, especially as the gay pride rally gets closer. I may very much want to start up a website in. But and all your listeners out there, I'm looking for an acronym for my idea. You know, like you have the word GLAD, which is used by the gays, gay lesbian agenda or whatever. It's called GLAD, and I would like to have one that has the word of God with it. Something that you know, and something that stands up for something and something to, you know, stand up for God's word and have an acronym that really is kind of neat. I'm kind of searching for one. And
so
I would
do you
like
have
to,
a public email address or a public place where they can get in touch with you if they have something for you?
And that will be
you?
At my website. I have the Contact Us, which is on my website, and that is my phone number and my email and my actual
and your
mailbox,
website is explainthis.us?
Yep, explainthis.us is my website, and that's where you can contact me. And if you want to, if you live in Michigan or Ohio, Indiana, and if you
yeah,
want to
right.
stand with me
contact
in your church,
Christine, yeah.
all you have to do is go to Gay Pride Michigan, and you will see their whole agenda for August 24th.
Okay.
So you will see where you need to be. It's the Capitol steps is where I want to be at the conclusion of their parade.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I
that's good, yeah.
I mean, you don't even need to come with me. Set up your own group.
Yeah.
Start your own thing. Take your little carload over there. Everybody helps. If you want to have a sign, I just say just keep fully, you know, keep it tastefully. Don't put God hates fags on it. Just
maybe
the wages of sin is death. You know, maybe that. You know, or maybe you can say,
yeah, because there's plenty of websites out there. You can have a sign made, and it doesn't even cost that much.
Right. You can get them done at Office Max. I go to gotitprint.com was an excellent place.
Got It Print. Okay. I'll have to look that up myself, too.
Yeah, signs and banners, you know, there's a lot of places on the web that will print off a nicely done sign.
Oh, yeah, and you get a nice-looking sign. Yeah, that's important.
That is important, but, you know, and maybe get your kids involved in this by just helping them color a 4x4 poster board, you know, and just something like, here, you know, and explain to them why you are doing it. And maybe they want to come up with a neat idea of, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Oh, yes, amen. Let's not forget that.
That's right. You know,
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. So amen.
Absolutely.
And that's the message that we want to put out today is that we don't hate people. We don't, God doesn't hate you, but God does hate sin. He says he hates. There's things God hates. It says that he says he does.
You know, it's the person telling somebody, hey, the bridge is out.
That's right. You're
going to
fall. Right. You're going to hurt yourself. Yeah, you're going to hurt yourself.
You bet. Hey, Susan, I do need to go. I appreciate having the show with me. And I tell you what, we're in a battle. We're in a battle. And if
we really are.
Get together and just pray and do something. I believe we can move this nation away from this and humble ourselves and pray and just get in with God's word. We can
We need street preachers. We need evangelists, and that's basically what you're doing is you're being an evangelist when you go out there.
Yeah,
and we need people to go out. You don't need $1 million budget and a jet all that. You just need a mouth. Or hands and feet, whatever you can do to get the word out. And because God loves people, he doesn't want people to perish in their sins. So.
You bet. I paid $50 for my sign. And I tell you what, it's made a lot of conversations.
Well, I want to see a picture of that. You have
now,
a picture of that sign somewhere?
My phone, and I will put that up on
my website. Because I want to see that.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, your work has really touched my heart. And I'm so glad that you're out there and you're making a difference. I really am.
Thank
you for your bold
stand.
Yeah. Thank you for your bold stand for Jesus. And God is going to reward you for this some way, somehow. He will reward you. He rewards those that diligently seek him.
You bet.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be talking soon. Thanks so much, Christine.
You bet. Thank you and again for the opportunity.
Okay. Bye. All right, everybody. We're going to continue this program because I still want to talk about Exodus and the pray the gay away. So we'll be continuing that. Okay? God bless. Tune in Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for part 2.